Hello.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, the line got disconnected. So could you please tell me in your computer screen what do you see now?
It's back to the home page.
You are back to the home page. Okay, no problem. You do one thing, press from your keyboard again, Windows key and the letter R. R for Romeo. Press again.
Yes.
And after that, what do you see?
Programs.
You only press the Windows key, sir. You have to press Windows key and hold it down and the letter R, R for Romeo, after that.
Oh.
And release both key together at the same time.
Right, I'm done.
Now what do you see?
Run.
Yes, now
And in the run, in the box there's msconfig.
Delete msconfig, make that panel empty, delete it. And type E for echo.
Do you want me to type EVENEVWR?
EVEN and then T for Tango and then VWR.
Yeah.
Event Viewer.
Yeah.
And below that you will
Oh,
see OK. Give a click on OK after that.
EVENEVWR.
After EVEN, there is T. T for Tango. T for Tango.
There's what?
T for Tom. T for Tango.
Oh, EVEN.
Yes.
And
And then
then?
T for Tiger. T for Tom.
T.
Yes, and then VWR.
All right, event viewer.
Yes.
Right, I've done that.
And after that, you will see there is an OK below that. Give a click on OK.
Yes. Done.
After that, what comes up? Do you see any changes?
Yeah, a box comes up. Asking me to
Give a click on yes.
change user and put in a password.
Okay, put the password. After that, it will come up. Put the password. And sir, how old are you, sir? Because over the phone you sound very young. How old are you?
I put the phone down while I did that, so
Okay.
you were talking and I didn't hear.
Okay. How old are you, sir? Because over the phone you sound very young. How old are you?
I'm in my 90s.
Oh my God, you are in 90s. But
Yeah.
I thought you were 60 years old. 55 or 60. Over the phone you sound very young.
So?
So what do you see after that? After putting the password, what comes up?
Yeah, it was a failure. I'll
What
have to
is
put in a
the?
password again.
Yeah, put the password again. Put the password.
all was put in. Now you can see that.
Yes, you can see your event viewer, yes. Now in that event viewer, look at the left hand side at the very top, you can see event viewer local. Do you see that?
Yes.
And below that, what are the options you can see below that?
Custom views, windows, logs, applications and services.
Give a click on custom views. Click on custom views.
Yes.
After clicking on custom views, what changes you can see in the middle? Do you see any changes?
Well, there's custom views, name and description, administrative events. And
click on that. Click on that administrative event, critical error and warning. Click on that.
Yes.
Double click on that.
Double click.
Yes.
Okay, I'm done.
After that, you can see a list of things over there, and error, red color error and yellow warnings.
No.
Below that, what do you see?
There's three panels there. The middle panel is administrative events.
Yes.
And the right-hand panel is actions. Click on middle one,
administrative event. Click on that. And after that, what do you see in the middle?
Nothing happened, but a query error screen bobbed up.
Yes, you can see red errors, right? Red errors?
No.
So in the middle, what do you see? Below administrative event, in the middle?
A blank screen.
A blank screen. And do you see written over there, beside administrative event, written over there, number of events?
No.
So what is written over there?
Are we still talking about that middle panel, administrative events?
Yes.
Well, now the first line is there's a pause box underneath the heading.
Yes.
And then there is a blank screen, and above that there's a left arrow and a right arrow.
Okay. And do you see any administrative event written over there? Only administrative event?
On the right hand panel, there's administrative events.
Yes.
And then under that, there's a list with open, save, log, create custom view, import custom view.
Look at the left hand side. You will see custom views below event viewer local. At the left hand side, custom views, do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that.
And underneath that is administrative events.
Yeah, click on administrative event.
Now, I do that and there's a query error box has popped up.
Yes. And
security
now middle
access is denied.
Now in the middle, what do you see? In the middle.
But security access is denied. That's because I didn't change my user.
Okay. So no problem. You can put your user and password, whatever it is asking you. After that, you will see that.
Yeah, but it's not asking me that now.
So what it is asking me
now? Up popped all these errors.
Yeah, you can see.
Box.
Yes, now you can see errors, red color errors.
Sorry?
You can see red errors at the middle. Yes.
Yes.
And look at the middle at the top. You can see number of events.
Yes.
So how many number of events you can see over there?
1021.
That means 1021.
Yes.
Do you have any idea what is those errors?
No.
This is the hacking files which is made by the hackers to get access inside in your internet. This is the hacking links. With the help of this hacking links, some people are trying to get the access of the internet without your knowledge, without your proper authorization. So you are not aware of this, sir. That is the main reason, that is the main concern why we have been contacted you, because we need to block those people and we need to remove those hacking files from your internet so that in future you will not going to face any kind of problem, okay? So through this internet, sir, could you please tell me basically what are the activities you use? Do you use any social media with this internet? Any Facebook, Twitter, Instagram sometimes?
I use social media.
Facebook.
Living on the not eBay, some other thing.
Okay, no problem. And apart from that, do you watch online videos like YouTube, Netflix sometimes?
Yes, YouTube, quite often.
Okay, and do you use email, sir? Do you send and receive emails?
Yes.
Okay, and apart from that, do you buy anything online like eBay, Amazon?
Yes.
Okay. And do you do any kind of online banking with this internet? Do you check your balance online sometimes?
Yes.
So it is my humble request to you, sir, do not do any kind of online activities because it is not secure. Whatever activities you are using with this internet, it is not secure. Some third parties are trying to monitor all of your website with the help of this hacking links, okay? So you do one thing, close this page and come back to your home screen. Close Event Viewer and come back to your home screen.
Yes.
Now, your internet is not working under the safe mode, so we need to put your internet line under the safe mode. So, could you please open your Google Chrome?
Open what?
Google Chrome. You have Google.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
Google Chrome.
Yes.
Yes. Open that. Open that.
Yes.
And after that, what do you see? Do you see any Google search where you can search something?
Yes.
Now, in that search panel, just type over there, speed test, S for sugar, S, and then P for Peter, and then...
What am I supposed to be doing?
I'm going to check the speed of your internet. We are going to check the speed of your internet.
So, what am I supposed to be putting in?
You have to type you have to type speed test.
Look,
Yeah, go ahead.
I clicked into the box, and up comes, down comes a list of things.
Close that one and come back to your home screen. Close whatever you can see. Close and come back to your home screen.
Right.
And open your Google Chrome again. Open your Google Chrome again.
Right.
Now, in the Google, what do you see? Do you see there is a Google search panel where you can search something?
Yes, search Google or type a URL.
Yeah, in that panel just type over there, S for sugar.
Yes, but if I click in there now,
yes.
Down comes this list of...
Yeah, it will come up because it is showing you, it will come up. You keep typing, S for sugar.
What do I type?
You have to type S for sugar and then P for Peter, SP.
Yeah.
And then E for echo.
Yeah.
E for echo again.
Look, there's a call coming in. It might be my call.
Oh, you do.
Can
you
I
do
take
one
it?
Thing, sir. Okay, you can take that call. I will call you back after 5 minutes. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye.